Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
It's Janet Miranda, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. And as I've been telling you, this is still Abortion Recovery Awareness Month in April, the whole month. And we're going to have all this special programming to really heighten your awareness about the damage abortion does to the women physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. But the good news is there's help available for healing. The bad news is most people don't know about it. And that's why you're going to be tuning in right now. You're going to hear a testimony. You're going to hear more where more help's available. And then you're going to be charged with spreading it far and wide. Well, joining me today is another person who works on abortion recovery. Her name is Wendy LeFrischer. And she has established a beautiful ministry called An Even Place. Mindy, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you? So glad
to have you. And like I set up, this is all about announcing the healing that's available, because we know that women who've had an abortion, while society says, oh, have an abortion today, no big deal, go back in school, work tomorrow, we deal with the aftermath. And it is a big deal. They've destroyed the life of their child. Some of them, not by their own choice, because of pressure, coercion, all kinds of circumstances. And they suffer many times for years in silence. Now, you're one of those women. So tell us briefly your abortion story.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to. Well, I had three abortions back in the early 90s, and I was not a believer. When I came to understand who Jesus was in my life, I started going to church. And initially, in the very beginning, after about actually 3 months into my Christianity, I was in prayer groups, I was in Bible studies, but I was also hearing at night, God can't love you because you killed his kids, and those people will never understand you. They're not like you. But nobody was sharing their struggles, their stories. And I don't blame the church. They didn't know what they didn't know. I didn't know that I could trust them. But I thought, well, if they're going to reject me, I'm out. And I left. And I walked away from the church. About a year later, the Lord was pursuing me and wooing me back. And I came back into the church, but I struggled for so long. I didn't know who to talk to, where to go. People, again, still weren't really sharing like their struggles, or, you know, in my past, I'm still struggling today. You know, just these very real and raw things that we all deal with every single day. It just wasn't being shared. And then I heard about this thing called a pregnancy center. And I thought, well, I need to go down there and tell women not to have abortions. And I walked in and I told him, that's what I'm here for. And she said, well, tell me your story. And I did. And that was the first time I ever heard myself say my story in like a consecutive order. And I just bawled. I just was on the floor in tears. And she said, go ahead.
Yeah. So now, Mindy, you said you had not one, not two, but three abortions. Could you briefly tell us about that? I mean, that's like, I did it once, but then a repeat person to go at it three times. Well, how did that happen? I understand you weren't a believer, but still, three times having an abortion.
The first time. So it's just contextually to understand just my mindset and where what was in my entire life. I was longing for love. I was longing for acceptance. And I just felt devoid and empty of all of that in my life. And I met a guy and I met many guys. I just kind of lived that lifestyle. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, and I got pregnant. But by the time I found out I was pregnant, he was gone. And it was just a typical cycle in my life. They come and they go and they come and they go. And I never really understood why that was. But then by that point, I was living with another guy. And by the time I found out I was pregnant, the pregnancy test showed that it wasn't his. And so I told him I'm pregnant, and he said, well, it's me or the baby. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, gosh, if you're willing to stay, that's an easy choice. So I thought, I had an abortion. I knew right away what I had done. I knew after the abortion, I told myself I'd never do this again. My mom worked in the NICU in a big city. I had seen those little babies that fit in the palm of your hand. I knew what pregnancy was, but fear overtook. Well, I got pregnant 3 months later. And because in that moment I was still in this, I'll never do this again. And it was this guy that said he was going to stay with me. And so I had the baby. But a couple of years later, I found myself single again. I never got married to this guy. I was single now with a child, and I would get pregnant 2 more times. And each time the father of the babies just said, you know, I don't want you. I don't want the baby. And fear overcame me. And it's hate to say this, but once you do something once, it's almost easy to do it again. And then you just find yourself in this downward cycle. And of course, my mind went to this place. Well, gosh, you know, who does this to their children? I must not be worth anything. And then I met Jesus and really embraced all that Christianity wanted to give me, you know, all that the Lord wanted to give me. But again, nobody was sharing their stories. And so I didn't understand about spiritual warfare. When we get to that point, I just didn't know that there was weapons of warfare, that everybody's the same at the cross, all these things. And I said, well, apparently I'm different. And I walked away from the church thinking that was the answer. And all the time I was away, God was pursuing me because it was not the answer.
Now see, that there's an important point, because you walked away from the church. And mm-hmm. I know in our work, one of the hardest things we keep beating the drum with clergy is there are women sitting in your church hurting.
Yes.
And if you don't talk about abortion, they think you don't understand. And there's always a right way and a wrong way to go at it. Yes, you can say abortion's wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't want people to do it, but then you have to right away say, but if you've had an abortion, we are here for you. Yeah. Jesus's mercy is here for you. Yes. We want you to know you can find healing.
Yes.
Please 100%. Come and talk to me. Come and talk to me.
Yes.
There was one time one of our priests was preaching at a church, and he did the sermon. And then the pastor at the end of each service would say, listen, you heard what he said. Jesus is merciful. If you've had an abortion or abortions, please come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. When we left, he contacted us later. He got flooded with phone calls of women wanting to come and talk to him. And it was so eye-opening. He said, I had no idea there were that many people. They're coming to services every Sunday.
Yes.
But you can see they're not fully engaged. They're kind of cautious because they don't know, like you said, am I being accepted here? And if they found out my secret sin, would they condemn me? Would they shame me? Because isn't that true, Mindy? There's a real deep sense that if other Christians knew what you did, they'll shame you and not want to deal with you. I mean, isn't that part of the fear that drives these women further into silence?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's what I try to tell my women that come through our groups all the time. You know, fear takes us into the abortion center, whether it's, you know, fear of finding out that you're sleeping around, you know, fear of your parents, fear of the church, fear of losing a career or a college, you know, whatever that is, whatever that fear is. But then when we're afterwards, the same fear, it just shifts and it just keeps us silent. It keeps us from living a life of abundance, living a life that Christ wants for us, especially after becoming saved. If we're not talking about it in the church, like you say, how can we express that there's forgiveness, that there is mercy at the cross, as you say? How can we express that all sin is the same at the cross? The cross is needed for all of us for that purpose. And we can't share that if we're not sharing specifically these different sins. And abortion is one of those sins that's almost, it's like, well, it happened back here. I know I'm forgiven. But then there's this thing where you need healing, but like they don't want to deal with healing. It's fearful to want to go into those emotions again and think about these things. So it's almost, it feels like it will just overtake you like a flood. And it won't really.
So now, you know, you went to that pregnancy center and that started your journey in. You found healing, but so many women do find that healing and then, you know, they go on with their lives. But God really spoke to your heart to try to heal others. So tell us, how did you establish an even place And what do you do? How do you help people?
Yeah, well, in 2021, God renewed a call that he had put on my life years before that I kind of ignored, but it was to start a standalone abortion recovery ministry. And the whole idea of going virtual was really new to me, but I just felt like that was what the Lord wanted me to do. And so we started this. It was Psalm 26:12 that God spoke to my heart. It says, my foot stands in an even place, in the congregations I will bless the Lord. And what that spoke to me immediately when I read it was, when we have unresolved grief and anxiety and issues of the heart that we're just trying to stuff behind us, trying to forget, but God's saying, you know what? I want to put my healing balm of the word. I want to cleanse you of this. I want to purify this area of your life. I want to use this area to help other women. We can't, if we keep that hidden like that, we can't authentically stand in the congregations. We can't raise our hands. We can't be transparent with the Lord fully because we're kind of holding back. And that's where An Even Place came from and got its name. And so in January 2022, we officially started. Since then, in 2 years, we've helped more than 50 women go through the healing journey and come to the other side of freedom. And now many of them are using their stories, able to share with other people, getting involved in pro-life work, getting involved with abortion recovery itself. I have several women that are working with me now to do healing groups.
That's just amazing. And of course they go to your website, which is what?
Anevenplace.com.
Okay. You always have to know, is it org or is it com? So it's anevenplace.com, right?
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. Well, you know, Wendy, I really just, Wendy, I hope so many people listening realize they have to help get the word out, because like we said, people just don't know. You know, they don't understand, or they have someone they know. It could be a cousin, an aunt, a friend, somebody in their family they know had an abortion, and they see their behavior not quite right, and they don't know what to do. Yes. So here's the final question. If they know someone who's hurting and they suspect that they knew they had an abortion, how should they even begin the conversation to say, hey, you know, I saw this program and I saw something called An Even Place. Like, how should they take that first step to try to convince someone that there's help available?
That is a really tricky question, I think, because abortion is usually something that's far in our past, and we don't even understand how many of our behaviors are affected, rooted in that abortion, because we've lived with it for so long. So it is kind of tricky, but I would say approach them in love. I think that would be the biggest thing. And just, you know, I've heard you say you had an abortion in your past. I know you've talked about this, and I can't help but wonder if some of those feelings inside of you are affecting you today. Can we talk a little bit more about that? And, you know, have you ever thought that you wanted help? I know where you can find help, or at least I've heard of a place you can go visit, An Even Place, and talk to somebody there who's had an abortion and see if maybe you're okay, or if maybe there is some more healing to do, because oftentimes we just don't know.
Yeah. You know, every time, because I know even when we do Rachel's Vineyard, it's a weekend, and on Saturday, that's when they were in small groups and they get to tell their story. And the reaction always is, that's a me too moment. Like, oh my gosh, that's my story. That's my story. It's like, because they feel so isolated. And then when they realize I'm not alone,
yes,
other women feel this way. It's okay to feel this way, but now I can get help so I can move on. And the other big issue is they can accept a lot of time that that Jesus forgives them and heals them, but the bigger burden is to forgive themselves. And that's what these abortion recovery programs do. They allow them to accept their own forgiveness, forgive yourself for what you did. And I think that's the beauty of the programs, that they walk them through that journey, accepting Jesus's love and forgiveness, but then you got to forgive yourself too, because then you're a whole person again, right?
Yes, we do. I think us and whoever else does these programs, we really go into that and just helping them to understand what that looks like and what's really going on there. And just the power of what Jesus did. This is, if he did it, it's enough.
Well, Mindy, I just want to thank you so much for the work you're doing, that God put this on your heart and you responded. And, you know, with so many people hurting out there, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, there's about 24 abortion recovery programs here in the United States alone. And guess what? We probably could use 24 more, because there's so many people that are hurting because we've had so many years of legalized abortion and it still continues.
Yes.
That we have to be the people there that are kind of like the triage to clean up the mess, so to speak, to help heal people. So may you continue with the beautiful work you're doing, and all blessings to you. And thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay. God bless. Well, brothers and sisters, like I told you in the beginning, you're my ambassadors of the healing message. Okay. You can go to anevenplace.com. You can also go to abortionforgiveness.com, put in your zip code and see where there's an abortion recovery program right in your area. Because remember, there's plenty of people out there hurting, and you can be ambassadors of healing. This is Janet Moran, Executive Director of Priest for Life. Thank you for joining me. God bless.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.